Welcome everybody to the Stefano's Magic, where every episode is a journey inside the enchanting world of Disney. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Nicole.
What a week we've had
on
our YouTube. So if this is your first time watching or listening on all audio platforms, thank you. We invite you to be our guest. And if you like more content and you want to support our brand, we have a Patreon. The link's right here. If you're audio, I'm pointing down to a link. If you're audio, just hit the link in the bio. It's our link tree. And you can subscribe to us. We're on to Stefano's Magic on all social media platforms. But I'm getting tired of talking about us. We have another guest coming on Creator's Corner that we just announced in May. And this episode's going to tie in because without this man, we would have never figured out Genie Plus.
Still. Like we stumbled upon his videos a couple months ago. And it just made it so easy.
Instant
for us.
Fans. The positive vibes.
When he was in line and he said it to somebody, I was like, wait a minute.
It's like clicked.
I was like, wow, we know it.
It was like, someone taught me how to count cards and I sat at the blackjack table or whatever. And I was like, bam, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's Rob from Ear Scouts. And we cannot wait. We cannot wait.
I love him.
I love interviewing positive people. And the Bree Love interview. Like, thank you, Bree Love, because you are an amazing person. Like,
seriously.
And we've kept in touch, which has been super cool. Such a good guy. Awesome guy. But we do have more Creators Corner coming. As you know, in June, Emma from All Ears will be on. But we have another guest in May. Which we will announce this week. So Creators Corner is taking off. If you're listening on the audio podcast, please remember, 5-star review. Write something nice. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all. But we have something nice to say. There's some news in Disney World.
Biggest thing coming out of Disney World is Splash.
Tiana's
opening.
Yes.
I mean, it looks beautiful. Just at, like, I think it looks prettier than Big Thunder. Because that was just a big, I mean, not Big Thunder.
Splash.
It was just brown. Now it's so green and like, it's just pretty. And
it's still prettier than Big Thunder too, because Big Thunder is just brown. Like,
but I know, but
the whole
adds,
area was just too brown.
But it adds to Magic Kingdom. I think, like, I love it. I can't wait for it to open.
They added the Fireflies. Which is just so
the
cool.
Critter Co-op is the store that they announced is opening. Their windows are done, and I watched Tracker, and he went and showed all the windows, like some of the recipe. Like, it's so cute. A little note from Tiana.
It's going to be amazing.
Like,
I'm
Disney details are the best.
And we saw more animatronics.
They think Mama Odie will be, like, as the drop comes, like her lanterns in the movie, that's her scene. So they think she's going to be the one you see before you go off.
The animatronics look amazing. They're just unreal. We talked about that last week, but I just can't get over how fluent they are. They are perfect. It looks like maybe a June
for like media preview.
And can then, we get Disney? Can we get media? If not,
media
we'll
AP first, and then AP will follow after.
And that's going to be weird because like AP is like going to be in July and we're going in August.
But then it'll be over by then. And then I guess it'll be open for everyone by August. Definitely by August.
Virtual queue. And another fun thing happened. Speaking of new rides, a carousel is coming to Animal Kingdom. The IP
it
was
just concept art. I don't know.
They pulled the IP, which means it might be happening.
Yeah, it was another concept art. Blue Sky. It might come, might not.
We don't need
the Cocoa thing is ditched. That's not happening at all.
No, it's Encanto.
It's Encanto.
And Indiana Jones.
But people were hoping that they might tie in a Cocoa ride.
We do not need another carousel. I'm sorry.
I love the carousel.
There's only one carousel. And it's the one in Magic Kingdom because it was the first ride in Magic Kingdom.
But this will give you, it'll be like tie in people from Lion King.
Make it a different ride.
Okay.
I'm not a carousel guy. I get carousels are fun, but it's like you've been on one, you've been on them all. Around and around. The Wildwood Boardwalk one's not different than Magic Kingdom's.
It is.
You can see
the castle.
The scenery. The ride is the same.
But it's different.
The ride is the same. And then there was Be Our Guest is in the news for something good.
Like steak frites or something. Like French fries. French fries. That's what they call them in France. And they said they were pretty good. A new corn chowder, some short rib. So there's like a new additions to the menu that looked really good.
Definitely going to try that. Be Our Guest, they're saying, is bouncing back. They're saying,
just
go try it
again. And then that's a home run.
We talked about that. Do something at dinner besides Beast going.
I think maybe they hear the people and they're trying. I don't know. Maybe.
If they would try, they would put the Beast and Belle as a meet and greet too. If I'm paying that much money. Let me get a picture with the characters. Yeah. That's all I ask. Mm-hmm. Let me get the pictures with the Beast.
Yeah.
Because he's not someone you can just go meet. You just can't go meet the Beast.
I agree.
You can meet Belle. Mm-hmm. You can't meet the Beast.
Yeah.
Let me get a picture with the dude. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I want. I want a picture with the Beast. But yeah, I mean.
But this is some positives. Some new food things.
It's positives for Be Our Guest, which is nice. It's positives because there's a new carousel coming.
Yeah.
Maybe, who knows, Blue Sky. We'll find out in August. This is the fun thing. It's like we're all like speculating. Mm-hmm. In August, we will know what is coming, what's happening, what's planned for Magic Kingdom's expansion. Right. Like we did the last week's episode.
Today, because it's halfway to Halloween, I thought the Halloween news would have broke today.
Yeah.
Because it's when I did last year.
I mean, we're only like 2-3 months away from Halloween.
Exactly. So I feel like this weekend will be, after we record this, will be.
Of course. Yeah. We're recording on Saturday, Sunday. All the news will come
out.
All
the Halloween stuff will come out.
Yeah.
Because Disney does Halloween, I feel like, the best.
They do. You know? I mean, we have openly said we prefer Boo to You over the Christmas parade.
Yeah.
But yeah, besides that.
What else is new is Smell-O-Fence signage in Magic Kingdom.
Smell-O-Fence.
It's like a sensory kind of thing.
Oh, cool.
Like you can go around with a map smelling things through the Storybook Circus. It's cute.
Something fun for the circus.
Something fun, I guess.
I thought the circus was kind of a waste of space. I know I like to be positive, but I do think it's like a waste of space.
I think it's cute for littles.
I love Dumbo.
Yeah, but I think it's so cute for littles.
You could add more rides, though.
Yeah.
Again, you could add more rides. Put the fun carousel there.
True.
You know what I mean? Keep it out of Animal Kingdom. Let's make Animal Kingdom a place you want to go. Mm-hmm. Carousel's not making me go, hey, let me spend $150.
No, that's just a little teaser ride. It's not going to be the big ride.
I know, but it takes up room for a ride.
Not really. That's a lot of land back there.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But next time I'm at Animal Kingdom, I probably won't use Genie Plus.
No.
But at Magic Kingdom, you might want to use Genie Plus. We're going to get into why you should use Genie Plus, when you should use it, if you should use it, and why we don't use it after this short break. And welcome back. Now, you might be asking yourself, if you're not an avid Disney World goer, what is Genie Plus?
Yes. Well, let me pull up like from Disney.
Let's see how Disney describes it.
Disney. Genie Plus is a paid add-on to the free Genie services that give guests front of the line access to high traffic attractions and shows like Big Thunder Mountain and the Disney Festival of Fantasy Parade. The price for Genie Plus varies between parks, days, and how busy the parks are on your reservation date. So even right there, that's a lot of info.
That's a lot of info.
You know, and they only guarantee, Disney guarantees maybe two to three rides. Okay.
Yeah. It's Fast Pass. If you haven't been in a while, right. It's Fast Pass that you pay for.
That you pay for per person.
There is rules.
Right.
And some of the rules are confusing. You have to probably book your first one if you're going all day. Book your first one at 7.
Right. Like Disneyland has no rules.
Yes.
You can them whatever they want.
Yeah.
Like just Disney.
Disney World.
Yes. You have to wait 2 hours before you book your first one.
And you're not going to always get the time that you want.
Right.
So this is where Ear Scouts really help me.
Mm-hmm.
You book it. So say I have a ride at 7. I book a ride at 7, but that ride's at 9. When I'm in line for that ride at 9, say it's Haunted Mansion.
Right.
I want to go on Snow White. So I book Snow White because it's now it's 2 hours since you booked your first one. So you got to book that one.
Right. As soon as you use yours, you can do it while you're like waiting in line.
Yeah. So you book it, but it could be 5 o'clock at night.
Right.
And throughout the day, you try to modify that time.
Keep refreshing it.
To try to get it earlier so then you can do what they're called stacking.
Stacking.
Where you get, say, Haunted Mansion at 9.
Right.
10:30, Snow White.
Right.
12 o'clock,
Peter Pan.
2 o'clock, like, and you, but you have to modify the time. It's not going to put it in order.
No, you got to
fiddle
faddle.
You're going to get a 6 o'clock ride.
Yeah.
Like, and you're going to have to try to modify throughout the day.
Right. We didn't get that, though. It did not click for us.
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying it, and people are going to be like, what are you talking about? Because the two-hour thing, maybe it's 2 hours after the park opens. I don't know about that. Is it 2 hours after the park opens you can book the next one, or 2 hours after your first one?
I think after the park opens.
Yeah. So you're not booking your second one till 10?
Honestly, I still don't know.
That's crazy. like, that's crazy. But you book them every two hours.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Or when you use them. and you want to try to stack your day. You want to try to modify your times so you can plan the perfect Disney day.
Right.
Here is the issue with Disney, with Genie Plus. It's expensive. If you go during a busy week,
like a peak time, we went spring break, you know,
$40 a person. Our little can't even get on 2/3 of the rides.
Right.
And I would still have to buy it for her for us to go.
Right. I mean, it was spring break. We were contemplating it.
Yes, we
because it was jammed.
I'll tell you what, price wise, I thought, oh my God, $40. And then I went to Universal.
Yeah.
And their express pass was $159.99 a person.
That's crazy.
A person.
Like what?
And now all of a sudden Disney has fair pricing.
Right. But like you guys got on two rides at Universal in six hours. Yep. And like I think I wouldn't even hesitate and I would buy it for if it was ever like that again.
Oh yeah.
Because you can't even like you're spending all this money to go and then you can't even do anything.
But it happened to us at Epcot.
Right.
We went Easter Sunday, Magic Kingdom. We had the perfect, like, the perfect day. We did everything by six. No Genie Plus.
Right.
We rope dropped, which means early entry. Mm-hmm. We got on all the rides.
Right. Everything was up.
That Tuesday, we went to Epcot. Mm-hmm. And boy, was it the worst Epcot day I've ever had.
It was horrible. The queues were...
Hour and a half to 2 hours for Remy because I mean, Frozen was down.
Right. We knew these lines were going to be big, but like these queues...
Frozen was an hour and a half.
So they literally had started the line. I was on the bridge over Canada. Like,
yeah, by the time I got there, it was to Japan.
They redirected us over it and then made us all go into Japan.
Like crazy. Like,
we rope dropped this ride. Yes. I mean, yeah, we were in the far end, back end of it.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter though. Like... I think even rope drop during crazy crucial times doesn't work.
And that's why it kind of hit me where like, maybe I do know what Genie Plus is because the family behind us was trying to book stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we can't get this till six.
Yeah. And I'm like, it was like, refresh. Edit
it, refresh. Like, oh, we got it at 12.
Right.
And it's like, it's cool that I knew that. But here's the thing. We watch vlogs. We do vlogs. We watch vlogs all the time. Mm-hmm. We watch great informative vlogs and we are just now kind of grasping it. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to say we're experts.
I know.
Kind of grasping
Ear it. Scouts just put it so simply and easy. Like yes. He just didn't have a lot of words and like but just got to the point.
If I'm going there.
Right.
And I haven't watched a vlog because let's face it, 80% of the people probably don't watch vlogs or listen to Disney podcasts. It's just a vacation.
Well, they should.
Well,
for real.
Six.
Because Disney is so different.
But like 6 p.m., they're riding Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. But they booked it at 9:30 right. a.m.
But then I feel like they're the people that hate Disney. And they're like, oh, I'll never go there again. Well, like, you because, need to prepare.
Because Disney doesn't explain that you can edit the times or anything.
Right.
Like, it is what your description is. It makes it sound like you're going to get in the front of every ride. You're not.
Right.
Like, you can have a lightning lane, which is your callback time, and you're still going to wait 30 minutes.
Right.
We saw it at Frozen. Mm-hmm. How big was the line right. for Genie
like,
Plus?
Like, see, we, like, this is off topic, but we live in a resort town, and my mom buys my kids, like, they're our called kids? Season passes.
I think they're ours, right?
What?
Our kids.
Our kids.
You said my kids.
Okay, whatever. They buy, sorry, they buy, she buys them season passes for our local amusement park. And this weekend, she sends me the email to activate the pass. So it's on my phone in my wallet. And I couldn't find it. There's my annual pass in my wallet. And I'm like, where is this pass? And then I went back and read, like I Googled it. They didn't even tell me, like the Maury's Pier did not tell me what to do. And then I Googled it and then I could find the pass.
Yeah.
Because I was like, where is it?
Yeah, because they don't
like
tell you
they don't tell you
and Disney doesn't do a good job of and telling Disney you can really... modify this time to try to stack. They should have little info on all of it, how to stack, how to, because it'll make people a lot.
I mean,
this also carries into my gripe with Disney, and I love Disney World. It's my favorite place in the world. We want to move there. We're going to. But when you book a Disney vacation, I think you should get one lightning lane for each park day. Mm-hmm. At least get on the one ride you really want to go on.
Yeah.
You know, I go to the Hollywood Studios. I go to go on Rise. Our kids go on Slinky Dog. Allow me to get on Slinky Dog.
Yeah.
Give me that one lightning lane. Give me it. Because I'm spending $800 to come to your park for one day for a family of four. give me that. At least give us one. That's all I'm asking.
Well, if you buy Genie Plus, they guarantee you two or three.
Yeah.
But like...
an extra $100. So now I'm paying $360 to maybe get on...
That's the thing. I don't really care about the money. I think if Disney guaranteed you maybe six rides...
Yes.
I don't like guaranteeing two or three rides for paying an extra $150 for my family.
But if you do it the proper way, you'll get way more than two or three.
Exactly. That's the thing. Spring Break... I don't know, man. That was another animal.
It was a different animal, but we just kind of broke down what Genie Plus is. Mm-hmm. Right? This next segment, I want to get into the positives of Genie Plus, which I know is going to be hard for you.
No.
We're getting the positives of Genie Plus right after this short break. Do you need help getting a Disney dining or experience reservation? If so, you need to set up a Magical Alert. Magical Alerts is a service that searches available dining experience reservations 24/7. And automatically send you a text once a reservation is available. They are super quick and you just click the link in the text to go to the Disney site and reserve your spot. Try them out today at magicalalerts.com. Use the promo code DS2024 when you sign up and you'll get one free alert added to your account.
Okay, so we're going to get into some positives of Genie Plus. Take it away because I don't have many.
No, there's tons of positives.
No, I'm just kidding.
For what we went through at Epcot, I would not want... I'm cool with us going through it. And I'm sorry for cutting you off, but I'm cool with us going through it because we are annual passes. Mm-hmm. We go six times a year. Mm-hmm. Our kids go twice a year. We've done it all. We've seen it all.
Right.
We can do it again. I feel bad for the people who were there for their five-year vacation that had to stand in line for Frozen for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
That's where I think the positive of Genie Plus comes in.
But the Lightning Lane.
I would rather wait 25 to 30 minutes in a Lightning Lane than 2 hours.
No. I'm just saying. Yes. Even that, those people had to wait. Yes. Like the Lightning Lanes were crazy.
They were nuts.
Like, but then us, we were waiting two and a half hours?
2 hours.
For Frozen.
2 hours for Frozen.
I mean, like, 2 hours the queue was nuts. Yeah, we were posting 90-minute wait time. Then it jumped to like 120.
As we walked in. It was
so I think if it's spring break or a high, like when Genie Plus is the highest,
that's when to get it.
Buy it.
And that's Disney telling you
this is when our park is going to be busy. Yes. You're going to want it.
They do a great job at that. Yeah. And I do think a positive of it is it helps you plan your day.
Mm-hmm. When we went Thanksgiving break and everyone was like, oh, it's going to be mobbed. It's going to be crazy. What was the pricing.
It was $29 or $30.
Okay.
It wasn't 40. But that's what I'm trying to say is it helps people plan their day. We always tell people, we say to our blue in the face to our friends that ask, make sure you plan your Disney day.
Yeah.
And I think some people need the guidance. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what they can get with Genie Plus.
Like we planned our days, but like, man, was a wrench thrown in them when we were halted in them lines.
Yes.
Like when you get two rides done at Epcot for 6 hours.
It was brutal.
We didn't even get to do the booths.
No, like, we got on Guardians at 2 o'clock. It was just too crazy.
Right. We knew it was going to be crowded. I'm not saying that. Don't go. Like, don't listen to people be like, oh, it's crowded. Don't go. Go. Yeah. Just be smart and buy Genie Plus.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
I think that Genie Plus has tons of positives too for people, for the late starters. People who want
to sleep in.
Who want to start their day.
Who want to do the breakfast, the character breakfast.
Exactly. Who want to sleep in, that's what Genie Plus is great for.
Right.
Because you can get in, you can guarantee yourself some rides. Mm-hmm. Here is who else it's great for. If you and I just went, mm-hmm. I would pay $60 to get on every single ride.
Me too.
If we know how to use it.
Right.
I think that's a positive. I think they make it hard for families over three people to do it, especially with age gaps. And that's I'll get into that, the negatives. But the positive is if me and you go and we know it's going to be busy.
Even I would buy it.
Yeah, for $100, I can get on not every ride, but I can get on rides guaranteed.
Right.
So I can get Snow White. Mm-hmm. I can get Tron.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can get these rides and I'm guaranteed that I'm going on them.
Right.
Instead of going to the park and walking around and going, well, the teacups has a 40-minute wait, and that's the lowest wait. Let's go on it.
I know. And, like, you know? Disney is good about, like, if, like, the one day.
Yeah.
Snow White was down all day. So those people that buy the Genie Plus for that day, they will honor it and give you another free one.
Yeah, they give you a free lightning lane. Right. Yep. A free lightning lane. Mm-hmm. I think that's another positive is it helps you plan your day. It helps you save time, and it helps you enjoy if you enjoy character breakfast or you enjoy sleeping in.
Or if you just want to enjoy the hassle of knowing.
It takes the rushing out of it.
Yeah.
Right? We do Disney different.
Yeah.
We're like, we're there, track shoes on. Like, bam.
Us doing that, it wasn't enough during spring break.
It wasn't. We had one good day on Easter Sunday.
I mean, Slinky Dog, that day we rope dropped.
We crushed Hollywood Studios.
That was good. That was the first time we rope dropped Hollywood Studios.
My favorite place to rope drop.
We were in the front of that line, though.
Like, we were the first, like, eight people on Slinky.
Yeah.
So, and then we walked right over to Mickey and Minnie's, and that was only 20 mm-hmm. minutes.
Yeah.
But by the time we got
Tower
out.
Tower was down or something.
Tower Terror wasn't down.
Oh.
It got busy because Rise went down.
And also that Rock and Roller Coaster is closed. So yeah. Everyone goes there.
And then Rise went down. And then by the time we got out of Mickey and Minnie's runway, we went on Toy Story Mania,
mm-hmm.
which was a post at 50. Yeah. We only waited 30. And by that time, I think Tower Terror was at like 120 minutes.
Yeah.
Because Rise went down. And that's the problem with Hollywood Studios is if Rise is down and now you don't have Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, the wait times will go up.
You are in for it.
Yeah.
You know, because Slinky's always going to be 2 hours.
Yeah. And our little one got to ride it. So yeah.
It was magical. But yeah. I wouldn't use Genie Plus in the Hollywood Studios park.
In the heavy hitter park? I disagree.
I would use it at Epcot.
I disagree.
And I think
the only park you don't need it for is Animal Kingdom.
If I have a family of four, I'm rope dropping Hollywood Studios, and we rode almost every ride except the Tower of Terror. And if we didn't park hop that day, we could have rode the Tower of Terror. We would just have to wait an hour and a half.
So say you're not a rope drop family. You need Genie Plus.
If you're not a rope, but I'm saying for us, if you're not a rope drop family, that is a positive. That is why you get it.
But I think if you're not, Genie Plus is needed in Hollywood Studios. If you're not going to rope drop.
If you're not going to rope drop it.
Exactly.
But like,
and most people don't want to rope drop.
Well, if you don't, that's what happens. But if you do, you can follow again. Scouts showed
hitters.
Us how to rope drop Hollywood.
I mean, I watched him and I was like, this is what
he
we
had the
do.
Coolest video where he was going against himself on two different days. Yeah. And one he rope dropped Rise mm-hmm. and one he rope dropped Slinky. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of shows that you can get Hollywood done. Because I think Hollywood Studios is a great park. But if you're not a Galaxy's Edge person, you don't want to go on Smuggler's Run. Or any of that.
I like the rope drop theory, though.
You're going to get
done.
I like
that you rope drop the actual ride.
Maybe, but like, now
Magic
I'm thinking
Kingdom
about
is
it.
Like, whew.
Smuggler's Run, Rise, Tower of Terror, Slinky Dog, Toy Story Mania, Mickey and Minnie Runway.
It's a park of heavy hitters.
And when Rock and Roller Coaster's back up, you would need it. You would.
Yes.
Because we didn't go on Rise or Smuggler's Run.
Exactly.
Because the girls don't care about that.
Right.
But if we went, I would want to go on Rise.
He would want to probably.
I would go on Rise and Smuggler's Run. Right. So that's fair. That's fair. You do need it. Animal Kingdom. If you want to rope drop a park, rope drop that. Get on Avatar. Get on Everest. Get on the river. And then you're done.
Even when it is the highest for that, Genie Plus will be different.
Yes.
Tiers. Like
yeah, Genie Plus was.
Animal Kingdom. It was like 29. I think
30. Yeah, 30. Maybe. 30.
I don't know.
I don't think it was cheaper.
Yeah.
It was. Cheaper.
We didn't even head over to Animal Kingdom.
No. No, it was crazy. It was crazy busy.
But we did enjoy the Poly. So.
Yes. But that's the positives of Genie Plus is and the planning the day thing is big. And you never really think of it because we go so much. But some people don't know what ride to do.
But if I was,
it's your tour guide.
Right. But if I ever go again when it's busy, 1,000% I'll buy
it. It's worth it during Easter, Christmas.
Even if I like live down there and I'm like, I want to go to a park on a busy day. Yeah. I will get myself Genie Plus.
I will.
You know?
I think that's the positive of it is you're going to get on stuff.
Right.
Like we were getting aggravated because we saw everyone getting on Frozen before us.
Oh, I was getting so.
They paid for it. They should. You know what I mean? That's the perk.
Like our line literally didn't move.
We just saw, yoohoo. How long were we in that?
Oh my God, I've never been in a queue so long at one spot.
In that one spot for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
We saw every form of the
They were prioritizing the people that paid, which
they should. But they also got on the ride under 2 hours, which is a beautiful thing.
15 minutes.
But not everything is beautiful with Genie Plus. So let's get into the negatives right after this short break.
So with some pros come some negatives. And boy, do we have some negatives.
I think I'm like pro Genie Plus now.
No, I think I'm pro Genie Plus. I definitely do. The thing I'm bitter about is
you're making me pay for something that used to be free.
Not even that. I will pay. I'm bitter about the 2 to 3 rides.
Well, that's for people who don't know how to stack. That's why they do that.
Well, that's what I'm bitter about.
Because then people can't be like, why did I only get 2 or 3 rides?
I'm not even bitter you're making me pay, really. I don't care. Mm-hmm. If it makes my day easy, I'll pay. But
I think they do that because the people who don't know how to stack or modify or do it, if they have 2 or 3 rides, they can't go back and complain because all Disney said was we're going to get on 2 or 3 rides.
Right. But I want to buy it one time just to see.
I think we're going to do a Genie Plus video in August.
Well, I don't know how busy it'll be.
And that's the problem. Right. So maybe we'll do it next year at November again when we have to go renew our passes. We'll do like an Easter birthday trip or Thanksgiving. Yeah. Whatever. We'll do it.
That's a busy weekend.
But I'm trying to.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. We have to renew our passes anyway. Right.
We're trying to get her on Splash or Tiana. I still say Splash.
Tiana's.
I know. But, that's not going to be on there, right? That'll just be virtual queue.
It'll probably be virtual queue. But I'm trying to think of more negatives. And all that I come up with, right, is that you used to give this service for free.
Right.
Just like mirrors, just like that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's where they are getting, and I get it, because you have 80,000 people. You want to guarantee people rides. Mm-hmm. I liked FastPass. I think that when you pay that much money to go somewhere into a park, you should get something. And I'm not saying bring back FastPass, but I'm saying that's where that one lightning lane would really turn people's opinion, I think.
Right.
Because you're charging, our friends from across the street are going. Mm-hmm. 12 people.
But come on, I was talking to them and I feel like I was talking, I was making it more confusing for them.
Yes, because we know too much.
Yeah.
We're talking they know and they're not avid goers. They love it. But 12 people, $40.
I thought you said 8 people.
8 people, $40.
I know, right.
320 extra bucks.
But if your kids aren't ride kids and you're not worried about it, then don't even get it.
But that's a negative to me because you're pricing yourself out of these kids having a magical time. People are spending their life savings to go to Disney.
Some people can't really even afford to even go to Disney. They're just stretching their extra dollar just to be able to maybe do the character breakfast.
That's my negative is that you're making people to pay to go on rides when they already paid $200 to be in your park.
They can't budget it in, so they are the people waiting in line and having a terrible time.
And I think that leaves a sour taste in some people's mouth.
Oh, absolutely.
And I would buy it, right? I don't know. I was having a hard time buying it for 4 people.
Right.
I was having a hard time spending $160 for a 4-year-old mm-hmm. who can go on 3 rides.
Right.
That's hard to be
You don't even know.
Not to mention you're spending $10 on pretzels, $20 on this, $30 on this, $50 mm-hmm. on merch.
Yeah, your budget, it kind of stretches thin sometimes. Yep. For the people that don't go with an unlimited budget, which is most people,
I don't think that's most people anymore. I think we're in a whole different time.
Yeah.
I think we're in a whole different time and people have to budget. And I think, that's where I think that one ride really just makes
it. Most people have a budget. That's what I mean.
Yes.
Most people have a budget. A lot of people, the minority, have an unlimited amount of funds.
Yes. They're the ones that get the private tours, which I'm jealous.
We're
but
the avid rope droppers because we want to.
Because I don't want to spend
$160. We don't want to spend the extra money.
I would rather take that money and go to a dinner. Right. Or
stay at a nicer resort.
Or stay at a nicer resort because 3 days of Genie Plus, that $160 separates you from. And this is, I don't say the All Stars is terrible, but that separates you from All Stars to Coronado.
Right. But we stayed deluxe and they had no deluxe evening hours,
yes.
which I wish we had.
And that is a benefit too. Yeah. I mean, we're not out late anyway.
Right. But
now we're staying
would've
deluxe in August. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have the hours and then we can enjoy.
I know. I tried to look and it's only.
We can enjoy the 9 to 11 or whatever, 11 to 1, whatever mm-hmm. it is. But I do think that the negative is you're charging people. You're only guaranteeing 2 to 3 rides.
Right.
And another negative is it is super confusing. We're talking about it and I'm still not sure what I'm saying.
Yeah. Right.
And we watch videos. Mm-hmm. So imagine the family who doesn't watch videos. They look at that and they are a deer in headlights. And that is unfair for people that are paying for a service.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah.
That's what I think.
But in August, this is totally off topic. I don't think we're going to be rope dropping because it is too hot. Mm-hmm. I'm not really going to be in the parks that much until later in the day.
Yeah.
That's my strategy.
We're doing the food and wine vlog
Right, but like not in the heat of the day.
We're going in at like one.
I hope they have the evening hours because it will be nice and cool.
Yes.
You know? Like August is a different, summer is a different beast in Florida.
It's a different beast in Florida.
Especially when you're trying to do content and you're flopping all over. Like Anthony couldn't even do it when we did it in July.
No, I had like a heat
or
stroke.
Or August last year. He died.
I had a heat stroke. Definitely. It's on video. Go watch it. But no, I do think that that's another thing. That's another time to get Genie Plus.
Right.
When you're going in the park because it's too hot. Right. You get in the afternoon, bang, bang, bang. I can
right.
get on three,
Take
four rides.
Take shady spots when you can. You
yeah,
know?
But you get on three, four rides with Genie Plus.
Right.
Like you're, okay, I'm going in at one.
Right.
I have till 11.
Mm-hmm.
I can get on four or five rides.
And most of the queues are air conditioned.
And most of the content creators do that.
Right.
Most content creators
go in
use
later in the afternoon.
Genie Plus.
Right. But they don't start their days till three or
but
four.
That's my problem.
Sorry, our dog's barking.
That's my problem is the price is crazy. For one person to get it for $30 is very doable. For a family of eight to get it for $30, that is a huge price increase.
Yeah.
The family of five, the family of eight that are there for 3 days, they get Genie Plus every single day. That's $300. That's an extra grand right there on their trip.
Right.
Just to ride rides, just to guarantee to ride rides. And that's my only knock on it.
Right.
You can make it $15, and I know you can buy certain rides for $15. I'm guilty of doing it with Rise of the Resistance.
Oh, yeah. I would have did it for Tron. I didn't know Tron was Lightning Lane.
But I'm just saying, why am I paying for, like, I'm paying for a service that used to be free, but it's very expensive. But it's not as expensive as Universal.
Right. That's not my biggest gripe. It's the ride you're guaranteeing me. FastPass, I feel like you got stacked.
Yep.
And I didn't have to worry about, I'm not going to get on this ride.
Yep.
You got on rides.
Yeah, and I feel like the FastPass line was a little bit quicker, too.
Right. I mean, I didn't go a lot when it was FastPass, but still, it was easier.
It was easier to understand.
Yes.
The app, and here's the thing, too. Everything's done on the app. So that family that doesn't know it's all done on the app, they don't have the backup batteries.
Right. And I feel like what happens? Hears that and they try to simplify it.
But what happens to your phone dies? That's your whole map. That's how you do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's how you do everything there. That's why I thought it was so cool when Mario went to Tokyo. They gave him the actual cards.
Yeah.
Right. Go to this ride at this time.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Sometimes it's keep it simple, stupid. Like that's simple.
It's just
that's
more
easy.
Stuff you have to remember. I mean, you have to for your
and
phone.
And with technology,
so
your
easy.
Phone dies so quick. Like mm-hmm. Like, we were there and my mom was upgrading our phones. They had to shut my phone off.
Yeah, I was like, we need his phone.
That's my game plan, you know? And that wasn't even for, I wasn't even using that for Genie Plus. That was
wait
times.
Yeah.
So there is positive, there is negatives. And after this break, we'll break down what we think. Is Genie Plus worth it? Is it not? When's it worth it? And then we'll sign out and get out of here and go buy Genie Plus.
So if it comes down to it, I think personally it's worth it. Like the times that it's busiest and it is the most expensive, it's worth it. I think
I'm still maybe because it depends on the park, when you're going and what time you're going.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's a busy time, if it's peak time and peak prices, buy it. It
overall,
is a peak price for
overall,
a reason.
I think you should buy it though.
If it's a day where it's like $18.50 or $15, absolutely not. If it's a slow day in the park, do not buy it.
Before you buy it, research it.
Right. We'll definitely do your research on it, but just like look off the pricing.
Yeah.
That's how you know if it's going to be a busy day. Disney knows by the amount of tickets they've sold.
I know.
So I am Team Genie Plus.
I
can't believe I said it.
Because I'm a rope dropper, but I do think Genie Plus is positive.
Yeah.
There is some negatives. But as I explained earlier, when we went to Universal and I saw what the Express Pass cost.
Yeah, that's stupid.
$160 per person, $320 for Elle and I to get on rides.
I mean, if I'm walking on a ride, maybe, but then that's like crazy.
I spent $400 for two people already. Now right. It's $720 for two people for one day. So I do think Disney did price fairly.
Yeah.
Do I think $40 is still crazy? Yes. Do I think I want FastPass back? Of course I want free stuff back.
I think that's
back.
Our biggest gripe because we want FastPass back.
Yeah.
And like, I think there would be no issue with Genie Plus if there wasn't a
free service before.
Right.
What's our problem with mirrors?
Right. It's you have to pay for it and it's not even magical.
It's not magical anymore, right?
I read the other night on a blog, 2 hours they were stuck at the airport waiting.
Yeah, that's why I just get Ubers. But Genie Plus is worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it. If you're vacationing, it's worth it. Mm-hmm. Just do your research.
Right. Well, we got lucky Easter Sunday. Like we did, I think.
Disney will tell you what days are busy. The app will show you.
Yeah.
And what parks are busy. Mm-hmm. Use it in the right park. Just do your research. I know people who are listening to this probably are avid Disney fans, so they're not going to listen. But if honestly, like we just told our neighbors, do your research.
Yeah.
Study the parks because you don't know what's on the parks.
Right.
It's very important to go with a plan.
Right.
And that's my big thing why I think Genie Plus wins. Mm-hmm. It presents you a plan.
Right.
Even if it's three rides.
Even if you have to go in and refresh and modify and
even for the people stagger who them. Don't know how to do that. It at least sets up, okay, I have this at 1, I have this at 6.
I mean, yeah, the people that think they can't do that, like that don't want to do that, then you're just going to have a miserable time.
No, I think that
if you don't want to plan.
No, if you don't want to plan, but I think if you get on the app and you don't know what you're doing and you still get 3 or 4 rides, I think the service might be worth it.
1,000%.
Just because if you're there and you don't know how to use it, it probably means that you haven't had to use it because you don't go much.
Right, but does that person know how to use it?
We know how to use it. We've never physically used it. Well,
we have researched it. I mean, I think the person going from Iowa that has bought it 5 years, like they go every 5 years and they just bought it and they're like, what do I do with this now?
But it gives them a guideline.
Yeah.
So that even if
I just still think it's
because
very,
people don't go to Disney with a plan. We were them.
And it's confusing.
Right?
Right.
If we had that Genie Plus back then and we bought it, it would have gave us times to do stuff.
Yeah.
Which is a lot
and
easier.
And I like that. As a planner, I like that. I like to know so what I'm doing.
Even
when
if
I'm
it's
doing.
4 hours apart, all right, we have 4 hours, so we can go to this ride, and then we can go eat, and then it's time for Tron, or it's time for Snow White. Like, I think.
Like, if you're going in and wanting to ride the rides, get it.
Get it.
If you're going in and want to luxuriate, don't get it.
Yeah. Don't get it. It's up to you. Yeah. The choice is yours. We are pro Genie Plus now, and hopefully you agree with the show, and hopefully it wasn't too confusing, because when we get talking about Genie Plus,
I think I confuse myself.
Like the steam comes out of my ears.
Yeah.
But it is very confusing, but it is a great, I guess it's great for your trips. It's a great little thing that Disney does that helps you, you know, plan your day. Mm-hmm. And the app's awesome, but if you need backup
batteries. It's just the days are gone where you're not on your phone.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll be on your phone. You can still enjoy vacation, but you just have to be on your phone a lot.
You'll be on your phone. You will be on your phone the whole time, but you have to be cool with that because you're going to get some rides, and the rides at Disney are awesome. You know what else is awesome? Our Patreon. You should join it for as low as $3 a month. You can join our Patreon. Subscribe to our YouTube. Share it with a friend. If you're listening on audio, share that with a friend. Leave a 5-star review and follow us on there as we try to grow our audio audience. Mm-hmm. We have Rob from Ear Scouts coming on Creator's Corner next month. And we have another guest that we are announcing, another guest for May. And then June, Emma returns and all ears returns. Emma comes on the show. Yeah. Super excited for that. We're excited for all the guests and what we're doing here. And we're really jazzed, as Quincy would say, about everything we have lined up. We have August we're going, and we're gonna have like 8 to 10 vlogs.
Yeah,
and they'll come out every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
come out every 2 weeks, and that will get us 16 weeks of content.
Right.
I gotta get better at not just
as
putting
long
it
as
out.
It's not Hell's Inferno when we go, because if it's a heat wave,
nah, we'll figure out indoor stuff to do. But more please, food. Guys, if you like this, the most important thing you could do, I know Patreon, and I know you could join our YouTube and subscribe or the money one on YouTube. I don't even know what it's called. Join, right? But the most important thing you can do is like and share this with people that you think would enjoy it. That's the most important thing you can do. And if you're doing that, thank you. We appreciate you. And we will see you next week on the Stefano's Magic. Peace.